Yo, what's up? It's your man's Joaquin. You tuned in to another episode of Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? So look, right now, man, I'm here with a special guest today. He's a writer, actor, filmmaker, and he hails from Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, same place that I'm from. He go by the name of Angelo Tate. What's up, Angelo?
Hey, what's going on, people? Glad to be here.
No doubt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I got some questions to ask you, man. We're going to get into it, get right into it. By the way, so where you from, how old you are, and, you know, where you basically neighborhood you was raised up in?
So my name's Angelo, Angelo Tate to be specific. I'm 29 years old, and I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, but more specifically, North Nashville.
North.
Yeah.
How old are you?
29.
So you are an actor and then you are a film writer and stuff like that. So can you name some of the movies that you have been in so people can actually know where to find some of your movies and stuff like that? Like where to find your movies, where you can get them at, what's the name of some of your films? You know, give us a little brief of your DB, right?
IMDb.
Yeah, IMDb. Yeah. So give us a little bit about that, man, so the people can know.
All right, sure. So the film that actually got me SAG eligible was called The Silent Natural. That's about Major League Baseball's first deaf baseball player. I'm in a film that just actually got put on YouTube called The Avengers of Wonder Boy. It's about a person who has special needs, who's actually a superhero who goes to save people around Nashville. Let's see, there's a movie out called Real Resident 3 where I played a zombie.
You like the main zombie, or you like one of the zombies that the motherfuckers like, oh my God, he's coming. Like, which zombie would you? Did you get to eat a motherfucker?
Sadly, no. I actually ended up getting killed.
Oh shit. That fucking sucks. Black man died in the zombie movies too. Ain't that a bitch?
Man, I know, right? They gotta treat us better.
But yeah, continue.
Let's see. I also have some stuff that I've made. If you go on YouTube, you can find a web series I created called Black Dad. It's about a guy who actually adopts a white kid and has to deal with the challenges of not only being single and getting betrayed by his girl, but he has to figure out how to be a dad and raise a white kid. So,
that's hard.
Yeah.
I'm raising a white kid now, so I understand.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Yeah. My stepdaughter, she's white.
Oh, challenges, huh?
Challenges.
And then, let's see, there was another one I was going to mention. I do have a film that's going to come out later this summer. It's called Happy Father's Day, and it's a dedication to all the fathers out there who are overlooked, don't get appreciated. So it's really for the men. I mean, the women can enjoy it too, but it's mainly for the men.
So on this Happy Father's Day, I want to get in a little bit on the Happy Father's Day film that you got coming out, since mm-hmm. we want to promote what you got coming out. So with a Happy Father's Day, is it for like all the fathers, or you trying to portray mostly on Black fathers? Because the reason why I asked that, because a lot of Black fathers don't get seen in a good light. We get seen in the worst fucking light ever. And it's like the mm-hmm. white fathers are the most superior ones. And, you know, Black fathers, we just leave our kids, or we never there, or fuck it. And, you know, so is this mm-hmm. for all fathers, or is it, you know, are you doing a lot of, you know, for the Black fathers? Because we really need it.
It's mainly geared towards all fathers, but the cast is all Black. So I think Black fathers will probably appreciate it a little more just because the message of the film is going to affect them more.
So it's more towards, like, the film and the dialogue is more towards people that are Black fathers than basically anything else, basically what you're
yes.
saying. So also, basically, you know, like, I'm going to whoop your motherfucking ass. You fucking with me? Yeah. You feel me? It ain't gonna be like, now look, Tommy, I'm gonna put you in the corner. Okay, Tommy, go in the corner for 10 minutes because what you did was very bad. You know that it ain't gonna be that shit, is it?
No. Actually, I think it's more kind of neutral.
Okay, that's cool.
Because there's also that aspect of the story where, say, like, if you don't have your father in your life, or say, like, you've been adopted, or maybe you lost your parents or your dad, there's a message for those people as well. You have the theme of adoption, like, kind of taking people in to your family. So
okay. So it's a lot of neutral things in the film that you trying to go on every corner of the room, basically. Yeah. That's what you're trying
Pretty
to do.
Much.
And that's good, because I think for a lot of fathers, we need it, you know, especially Black fathers. And I'm not trying to sound fucking racist and no shit, because I've got mixed kids and all that shit. I done fucked every type of race it was. Now, this is the thing. I'm just saying, the Black men, we need it, okay? We need it. Am I lying, though, Angelo? I'm saying we need it.
No,
right?
You're not. No,
okay,
no,
man. Like, thank you. Show me some cats with some Black fathers with dreads that's taking care of their kids. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah. So let me ask you a question right now. Since, you know, I write film myself also, and we'll talk about that, you know, a little bit before we even get off the podcast. But what I would like to say is, so when you're acting, are you trying to get to a point where you are Denzel Washington, or are you more trying to get to a point when you're like, let me think of a actor that's been in big film, Clifton Powell. I don't know if you know who that is. Clifton Powell, he played Pinky on Next Friday. He played in Deep Cover with Lawrence Fishburne in the 90s. He's actually in a lot of film. He's in like major films. And Ray, he played the bus driver in Ray. Ray ended up firing him at the end, whatever, on the Ray Charles story. He plays in major film. He plays in independent films. And he actually says he loved doing both. He don't mind getting a motion picture, but he loves the independent ground. He said he likes to bring people up. So are you going to be the one that make it big, that'll still come back and do independent movies and shit? Because you got a lot of people that don't do that until their career fall off. But are you going to be the guy that's, you know, if you do blow up, you know, if that's what you want to be and you're a $20 million actor, would you go and do a $40,000 film just to put your name on it to help somebody else come up?
I would prefer to do both. And the reason why is because, I mean, the fame and the appeal, it's nice and all, but at the same time, you can't really depend on Hollywood. So yeah, it'd be nice to blow up that way, but also too, independent is where it's at, you know? Cause you Ownership. Don't have to depend on, right, you don't have to depend on people for your moment, your 15 minutes of fame. You can do it yourself. So yeah, I mean, if I get the right audition, book the right role, yeah, I would still try to do motion pictures by Hollywood, but I would come back and create my own stuff too. An example for me, who I aspire to be like, is Donald Glover. Now, I'll admit, Donald Glover, he's a little out there, he's a little weird, but at the same time, he eventually got the people's love, admiration, and even respect, you know, because he did the independent thing. He even did independent music, but he just continued to grind, and then he got the best of both worlds, you know. He does some big Hollywood movies, but also he created his own TV show in Atlanta. Yeah, he's super dope.
He's real good.
Mm-hmm. So that's who I aspire to be like, is Donald Glover.
Donald Glover. Hey, you know, Donald Glover is a very good, that's a good thing right there. Donald Glover, I can get, I can get with that. I can get with Donald Glover. I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can.
And see, And see, another cool thing about him is that he's himself. Like, he doesn't really mind putting super weird stuff out. I think people just kind of are like, I respect him enough to at least look into it or even like it, you know? I think with him, you get an authenticity that you may not see with other artists. So yeah, definitely Donald Glover.
Honestly, I actually watched a movie with him. It was about some racist people broke into the house. It was a racist couple broke into the house. It's called, damn it. You got to see this movie, man. Donald Glover, he plays an old guy, and these racist people break into his house, but he has been to prison before. Man, you got to have to look up that movie, man. But I'm going to tell you about it after the podcast so you can actually, you know, yeah, that'll be better. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking forward to it.
No doubt. So basically that's how we can do that. No doubt. One second real quick. But okay, there we go back. Okay, so Donnie Glover. Okay, that works. Okay, let me ask you a question. So how do you think when it comes to Hollywood and black men, we're going to say black people as a general, because, you know, you got a lot of leading black men, but you don't got a lot of leading black ladies as you got a lot of leading white ladies. So how do you feel that Hollywood itself, I know you can't wait on Hollywood. You got to do a Tyler Perry thing, but what do you feel about the way Hollywood has been treating black people? And by the way, I don't say African-American, I say black, because that's what the fuck we are. So how do you feel that Hollywood has been treating black people, from the Oscars, from the even the Grammys, you know? What is your thoughts on that? I'm not trying to get you blacklisted either, but, you know, tell us your thoughts.
No, I gotta speak the truth, right? So my opinion about how Hollywood treats black people, I still don't think we're treated fairly. I think things are somewhat getting a little better, but I think things have to not be on the surface. I think things have to kind of change from within. I think one thing that would help is if we had black producers in Hollywood. I mean, we got some, but I think if there was more, we probably have more black films in Hollywood, you know. As far as like black men and black women, the women could be treated better. And I think slowly but surely it's happening, but I think it could happen faster and it could happen more. Okay, like for example, Regina King, right? She's coming up as a producer. However, we still need more leading black men and women.
Yeah.
So yeah, this progress.
Movie, what, One Night in Miami?
She
directed that. Yeah.
And she put a lot of black people on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we just need more of that. Let's see. I think I read or saw something about how like the board at the Oscars is just now becoming more diversified. And it's like, yeah, like where was this like 175, 50 years ago? You know?
Shit, 20 years ago. What are you talking about? years ago. But yeah. And you're right about that, man. And I think that's why Tyler Perry said, you know what? I'm going to make my own Hollywood, Blackerwood. You know what I'm saying? Blackiewood, whatever you want to call it. And that's why I respect that, because we need more in film. We need, you know, they got this app called All Black. I don't know if you looked at that app yet. Urban Flix. Check out these apps. They're all black apps, and they got film and stuff on it. They got one called All Black. ALLBLK. Check it out. They got one called Urban Flix. All right. And it's nothing but a lot of black movies and stuff. They got a movie with Trey Songz in it, actually. Go check them out. They're like, it ain't never like three black networks. And you can get the apps like $5.99 a month, whatever. Check them out, man. Check them out. Because it could be a place where you can put some of your film at, too. They might be more willing to accept your film than it would to try to get it to Hollywood. And okay, so we talk about the Oscars and stuff and how they're trying to get diversified, but I'm going to tell you my thing on the Oscars since we're talking about film and that's what you do, so we're going to get on this. When you talk about the Oscars, I feel like the only movies that we make that win Oscars are movies that are very stereotypical, or they're
like movies, slave movies,
or they're slavery movies. Yeah. You know what I mean? For example, we'll say 2003, Denzel Washington, he won Best Actor for Training Day, and he was a straight thug police. That's how they always see black people anyway. We talk about Moonlighting, which was a homosexual film, which, you know, I've never seen it, but I know people that have. But they won, too. And, you know, it's a lot of black men that are part of the LGBT community, you know? And then you have 12 Years a Slave, which won for Best Picture. And it's kind of crazy too. And it's like this slavery movie. We know it's a true story, but I always wonder why films that wasn't stereotypical when it comes to black men or black people, why can't they win a Oscar? Why can't, for example, why couldn't Malcolm X, which was nominated, the true story of the Jackie Wilson by Chadwick Boseman, rest in peace. The 42, good movie, good film. He played Thurgood Marshall. Get On Up, he played James Brown. Like, we got it in Jamie Foxx, Ray, but I'm saying that was like one, then another 10 years, you know. You know, they ain't gave no film like that an Oscar since, you know what I mean? And I think they nominated Hustle and Flow just for the fuck of it, to be honest with you.
Right. And if I could just interrupt with a thought real quick. I was in a Clubhouse. You know about the app Clubhouse?
Yes, and I don't fuck with Clubhouse, but that's another story. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, let me explain. Something is coming out of this. So I was on Clubhouse talking with actors that were black actors specifically. And the topic was black actors versus black actors from the UK. And someone said something that was just really profound. I mean, I know it's somewhat basic, but it just blew my mind. Someone said that there's so much more black stories out there than one, slavery. And two, there's so many black stories out there that's outside of the U.S.
That's true.
Right. So we have a lot of stories to tell.
Nobody's telling.
Right.
And I done heard some black actors talk about how a lot of the actors that they're casting for roles as black Americans or whatever, they're from the UK. You know, a lot, actually there's a lot of black leading actors that are actually from the UK. And I want to say about that too, because a lot of people don't like that, especially a lot of black actors. I look at it like this. Them niggas black too. Them niggas are niggas. You know what I mean? Them niggas getting the same treatment in the UK, nigga. They got hoods in the UK, nigga. They don't fuck with black folks in the UK, nigga. It's the same shit. Okay, they getting filming in America. Cool, nigga. Take your ass to UK and get in one of their films. You feel what I mean? Yeah. What the fuck? They still getting treated. I ain't seen, what's his name? Igor Israel Bella, whatever the fuck his name
Idris
is.
Elba.
Yeah, I ain't seen him win no fucking Oscar. Now, what's the other guy from 2012? And then he played in Inside Man with Denzel Washington. And it's a lot of the guy that's in Get Out. I'm saying, like, whatever. It's a lot of fucking UK black men. But who gives a fuck? They black men. They still getting, they niggas. When they get pulled over, I don't give a fuck if the language different or not. They gonna look them the same fucking way. So let them, it's cool. I'm with it. You know, no problem with it, but we got a lot, like you said, we got a lot of stories to tell, and I think that we need to start telling them. We do,
right?
But it's up to us, because most of these black filmmakers, and I'm not trying to get on these black filmmakers, because I am not trying to slander my own people, but this is what I would like to say. Tyler Perry, I'm glad for what he did. I appreciate it. I don't watch his shit like anymore because all the shit started looking the same. Not trying to be. It's like, oh, I know it's about to happen. Oh, there you go. I'm not with that shit. But I liked it. I liked it, this film, in the beginning, so, but I don't really kind of watch it like I do now. But rest in peace, John Singleton. He actually made a lot of film that was about the hood, which is cool. Nothing wrong with that. But I think a lot of Black filmmakers need to diversify more than we do. We always show the hood. We always show the dad that ain't shit, you know, or the Black woman with seven kids, or the Black man that's a homosexual. Like, we show those stories, or the slavery story. We show that, but why can't we show the stories of a whole film? When have you ever seen a whole film about a Black man that became a doctor and became one of the top doctors and became the CEO of this fucking Fortune 500 company? When you see film like that,
you feel I've seen it with a white man. I've seen it with a white man.
Exactly.
Not with a Black man, though.
My point exactly. Leading role now. Leading role. You don't see it. And I think that you as an actor and a filmmaker, me as an actor and a filmmaker and a musician, that I think that we should put that out there. And that's the reason why I'm shooting a Black man video this week. Because we need to put some different stuff out there, some empowerment out there. You get what I mean? And you understand, and I understand. You know what I mean? Right. Real talk.
Yes, sir.
So, before we get to our last segment of the day, which is called Brutally Honest, first I want you to tell the people where they can follow you at. And if you got a YouTube, Instagram, go ahead and give it to the people and where they can follow you at. And then we'll get on to the next.
All right. If you want to find me on Facebook, you can find me under Angelo Tate, my name. You can do the same thing with my YouTube. I also have a production company, YouTube, and it's called Jello Cup Productions, and that's G-E-L-O, and then space cup. If you want to find me on Instagram, you can find me under Mr. Actor 123, and that's M-R-A-C-T-O-R 123.
No doubt. Hey, and look, man, if y'all want to go check out my music, man, y'all can go on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcast. Type in Joaquin, the W-Y-Q-E-E-M, or you can go to my YouTube channel, which is Joaquin TV, at W-Y-Q-E-E-M, at W-Y-Q-Eric-Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo-Moo. So y'all know what we do, man. Y'all can go check all that out. And Heat Level, this is a Heat Level podcast. If you're watching this, if you want to see the visual of this podcast, you go to YouTube, type in Heat Level Podcast. That's Heat Level Podcast. Or if you want to listen to the audio, like a lot of people do at work, while you're whistling, while you work or whatever, you make sure y'all go on wherever you get your podcasts at, and y'all do that. Now, we at the last segment of the day, and we call this Brutally Honest. It's when I ask you a question, and you got to tell me a very honest answer. And if you don't, I'm going to rag your ass when we get up out of this podcast. So here we go. This is the question.
Do I need to sign a waiver?
Oh, yeah. Hey. Well, I don't know, because I do fucked up questions. Here we go.
All right.
This is the question of the day, since you a church man. Here we go. Turn your camera on. I want to see your face.
I got a phone call, my bad.
All right, here we go. Question. Have you ever been in church and a preacher was just preaching, and in your mind you was like, shut the fuck up, I'm ready to go?
Yeah. To be brutally honest, yeah.
So you have, right? Like,
there's times where you're just tired, ready to eat. You're just like, all right, Pastor, you need to sum this up. Titans game in like 30 minutes.
Hey, do you feel bad about it, though? Do you be like, damn, man, I'm really telling God, yo, God, please forgive me, but God damn it, I got to see this game.
A little bit.
That's what's up. And guess what, man? I'm a Muslim now, but I grew up in the church. And trust me, when I went to church, I used to be like, oh, man, we're going to be at a 7 o'clock. I'm ready to go. You know, black churches last forever. Right. Hey, one thing about white churches, they going out at 8 o'clock, they out by 10. Black people, we get there late and we don't leave till nighttime. No. Right. Hey, do church online. But thank you for being honest. Hey, but appreciate you, Angelo Tate, for coming in, man. And by the way,
Thanks for having me.
Me and this Angelo Tate, she'll be working together on the film that I wrote. And hopefully y'all be seeing that coming soon. So, Angelo Tate, nice talking to you, brother. And like I always say, y'all, I'm about this bitch.
Peace.